Okay, well, welcome to the fourth session of our Ascending Masters of Light Level 2 program. Joan and Milena are our leaders today, so please, both of you, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. We obviously are happy to see everybody and have everybody here with us. We will receive a lot of new information, energetic changes in this session. So be prepared and hang on. With that said, we'll get started. And today, Milena will lead us off. Here's Milena.
So this new graphic behind Joan and I, thanks to Kimberly's creative expertise, we have the seating configuration, as we told you at the end of last session, has changed. Now, this graphic is going to try to assist us in having somewhat of an idea of what this new configuration looks like. Now, bear in mind, we are attempting to explain a non-physical environment using the physical representation of the graphic. So as you see, our seating is now in the circular configuration. Our seating is no longer on the floor. We are moving into one of the sections of seating. Now, I'm going to explain to you kind of how Joan and I visualize it, but how you ultimately come to visualize these changes is perfectly okay. So we kind of see at the bottom of your screen where you enter, if that's our entryway. If you were to go straight across the floor, and it's kind of two sections, but let's pretend that's one big section. That will be our section. This is where we will be seated, okay? As we know, the gallery seating is massive. So it goes very high, much higher than this graphic depicts, and each section is very wide with many rows of seating. Your personal seat has been placed within our section, and it will be located wherever you choose it to be. Now, for your reference, Joan, John, and I will be sitting in the middle of our section. So when we enter the light temple and chamber today, we will be the only ones present. The council will join us later, and by the way, the temple is still shrouded in mist. So let us now gather at the doors of our light temple. And if you did not already prepare yourself by ascending the crystalline staircase, please do so now, and we will gather at the doors.
We are the Council of 12. This is an essential, energetic, foundational session that we have all gathered together to provide to you at this time. We want you to be aware of the fact that by your diligence and your practice of using the seventh dimensional light prism in the second triad during your 3 months of silence, that you have achieved and entered the beginning initial levels of a fifth dimensional physical body complexity. You will now set this foundational energetic template as you acknowledge that this group together has entered the fifth dimensional paradigm and are no longer bound by third or fourth dimensions. Take a breath. Receive what we have just communicated to you. The practice of using the seventh dimensional light prism changed the molecular structure of the cells of the physical body. It also changed the molecular plasmic composition of your physical body. This has been achieved at a very basic initial level. It is imperative for each one of you to acknowledge and recognize these energetic changes, because so many things began to change with the activations that took place in the last light conference. One of these changes was the activation of the seventh dimensional light prism that greatly affected the function of the seed crystals. This activation also affected the lobes of the brain. And this was so that the brain, your physical brain, could process the complexities of Christed thought of Prime Creator effectively. This will grow exponentially during the course of this year, as many transmissions are brought forward by the entire council, including each one of you. The recognition of yourselves as part of the Council of 12 provides a valuable engagement in that consciousness. You, as individual representatives of a physical human, actually imprint the consciousness of all humans now and in the future, who are ready to see and acknowledge that imprint within themselves as they come into a physical lifetime on Earth. It is important that this energetic communication is delivered to you as you enter into the light temple of our quantum crucible. Your consciousness has changed. Your body has changed and carries a different energetic and dimensional frequency. You are now able to receive the communication from within this holy chamber, as well as from the entire council. Because of these changes that you have made, and you receive these various communications in a different state of being, our light temple is now energetically expanding and expressing its fuller composition. Prepare to enter the magnificent creative chamber of our light temple.
As we enter the meeting chamber of light, take a moment, look around at how it has changed. Joan, John, and I are taking our seats. Find your seat, and as you settle, begin to orient from the perspective of where you are seated. When the non-physical members of the council join us later, they will fill all the remaining sections of the chamber. Remember, every aspect of this luminous light temple remains pure, crystalline light. Notice where the 12 crystalline columns are placed. They are encircling the entire gallery of seating. They are not activated at this moment. So this change in the seating is very, very significant. We are no longer here only to receive. Each and every one of us is a working member of this council. We are the human component, and we are not separate from the broader council. One of the purposes of the change in the seating is to deeply imprint our understanding that we are a member of this council. So each time we gather here and you take your place, you will be reminded of this. For the sake of clarity, as we move forward, the council and the beings of light will be referred to as the non-physical members. You have been encouraged since last year and in the first sessions of this year to become aware of yourself within this cosmic temple of light. The purpose for that was to begin preparing all of us for the changes that are now occurring. We are all required to level up even more. At this juncture, it is not a request. It is imperative in order for the council to fulfill their commitment to us and ours to them. The non-physical members of the council understand that we will require time to acclimate to the changes that will be implemented beginning today. In one of the communications we received from the non-physical members in this past week was that they are not confined to a date on our calendar. As you know, the original commitment was for 3 years for this series. However, be advised that 2024 may flow into early 2025 in order to complete the series. Joan and I have agreed with that, as there is so much yet to be accomplished. And she and I have been feeling the pressure of working on a specific timeline to complete the series by December of next year. But by making this a bit more open-ended, it will be helpful to us and all of you too, we believe. So even though this gives us more space to maneuver in, there is still a lot that will be compressed into this more fluid timeline. Because of all the changes that are being set in place today, if you have not already covered your camera, please do so now. Going forward, in all future sessions, once we move beyond greeting each other and saying our hellos, in the beginning, we will all cover our cameras. If you have not covered your camera, please do so now. And this will serve to help eliminate distractions as we all learn to hold the awareness of ourselves within this light chamber and in this new configuration. So take a breath. Let us take another moment for all of us to become aware of ourselves sitting together in our new section, in this new seating arrangement. So looking around, who is sitting next to you? Who is in front of you? Who is sitting behind you? Taking in another deep breath, be aware of the calm in the center of your being. Being very focused and aware now, allow yourself to feel the shift that is occurring within this chamber. Allow yourself to receive the energetics and energy signature of the entirety of the Council of 12, now flowing in on their energetic waves of light, entering the chamber from above you and every direction around you. Their light completely fills this chamber as they take their place beside you. To give us the opportunity to learn to distinguish and recognize their energy signature in this way, they will enter in this manner for a period of time going forward. Now place your attention on the section directly across the floor from us. Positioned here are the Council of Elders from Sirius, Arcturus, the Pleiades, and the equivalent from Andromeda. And if you recall from the conference, the Elder Council from Lyra is also present. Allow yourself to feel the presence and the multiple energetic streams of consciousness emitting from these honored elders as we acknowledge them and they us. So turn your attention and acknowledgement to the non-physical members of the council who are sitting behind us in our section. Now to those in the sections to your right. And to those to your left. Take in another breath. Be in gratitude . So there are some things that the non-physical members of the council want us to know and remember. So beginning with this communication, start becoming aware of the energetic streaming to you with every transmission that takes place within the sanctuary. So let's discuss streams of consciousness. You, of course, have your individual stream of consciousness. This Ascending Masters of Light community has a stream of consciousness as a collective. As a member of the collective, that is the Council of 12, that is another stream of consciousness you participate in. You're also members of one or more of these 12 streams of consciousness. Each of us are moving in and out of multiple streams of consciousness simultaneously. Now hold that awareness as we continue. Now let's talk about and add to that prime directives. You have your prime directive as a spirit and a soul. The Ascending Masters of Light Collective has a prime directive. The Council of 12 has a prime directive. The Council of 12 has a prime directive with our Ascending Masters of Light community, and we with them. And each of the 12 streams of the Council have a prime directive. So in this present moment, all of the multiple streams of consciousness and all the multiple states of consciousness of the prime directives are now active in your field and will remain active throughout today's session. All of these streams and states of consciousness are available to us as we learn to utilize them. And as we consciously begin using them, our unified field expands even more. Now listen carefully here. Neither the many streams of consciousness of the council nor the multiple states of the prime directives merge into one. They become coherent in a unified state. What is now beginning to occur in your fields through this transmission is that these many streams of consciousness begin to weave together, but they maintain their singularity. The same thing is occurring with the multiple states of the prime directives. They are interwoven. They become entwined, but you maintain your singular prime directive as the soul spirit you are. We hope you now have a better understanding of why the council requested the presentations on singularity and entanglement. Are you now beginning to realize how multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and expansive you truly are? So let's talk about you from another perspective. Since we began as a collective 8 years ago, we have been on a fast-paced vertical ascent. To an extent, we have been focused only on a narrow band of who we are. We are now being asked to broaden our awareness and perception. In the conference, we talked about our unified field moving in a toroidal form. So let's look at this torus one more time. We now know that we are in the center of this 360-degree field, right? And this field is always shifting, always moving. It's turning in, turning in, shifting, and spinning. But for the most part, we have been focused on what is directly in front of us in a narrow field. We are now asked to begin to place our awareness on what exists in the depths of this toroidal field. What exists that has been sitting in our unawareness? So we are now being asked to stretch our awareness to fully embrace the fullness of the 360-degree field of light. We have awareness of ourselves in that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies. With our now having moved into that fifth dimensional state of consciousness, we will now have access to deeper levels of that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. So if we go back to the stories and we look at the colors. So we all know what our primary color and sound codes are. And we're influenced by those codes, whether we're conscious of it or not. So let's say that your primary color code is in this orange to yellow range. So that's the primary, been the primary influence on you and how you view what goes on around you. So let's say you have a situation that you have not been able to change or solve in some way, but you get so focused on looking at it through the perspective of what you have always known. So what happens now if with your awareness and that you have availability of everything that exists and is 360 degrees, say, what if now I change this and I'm going to look at this situation through this blue and green color codes and frequencies? Do you think that might give you another perspective? So these colors and sound codes, they affect all of our unified field, the entirety of it. Now, these codes, of course, are non-physical. They're inaudible. They're etheric codes that our rational mind cannot process. So all of the things we have been discussing and so much more are occurring at all times in our fields. This is a massive, massive amount of frequencies and movement that is always influencing and affecting us. So with your awareness on these many facets that are you, the question then becomes, in any given moment, with all of these massive frequencies, energetics, and streams of consciousness available, where are you presenting yourself from? So we will repeat and revisit many of these things we have just covered often until they become firmly seated in our conscious awareness. So take a breath. There is more. Now return your attention to where you are in this temple of light. Consciously match and become coherent with the refined frequencies that this beautiful temple of light radiates. Become aware of where things are within the chamber from your current perspective. Remind yourself that you are one with the Council of 12. And that you are now sitting in council with all the non-physical beings of this council. Now we will talk about communications and sounds. Now that you have a better understanding of the multiplicity of yourself, prepare to be stretched even more. The non-physical members of the council, in this very moment, are assisting us in understanding that how we receive their energy signature and how we receive information is changing. No longer will the council use the word channels. Instead, the description will be transmissions, communications, translations, messages, or simply sharing energetic information. Since we are all members of the council, information is no longer channeled. It is brought forth from the council at large, of which you are a part. So you are both part of the creation of the transmissions and the receivers of the transmissions. For now, the communications will be voiced through Joan or Milena, as we still require the information to be transmitted and translated. Now take a breath. Place your awareness on the 12 crystalline columns surrounding us that represent the 12 streams of consciousness of a council. These columns are massive and they go from floor to ceiling. With your expanding awareness of your own light, allow yourself to again feel the upshift in the energetics within this chamber. As the non-physical members of the Council of 12, light up the crystalline columns with the luminous radiance of each stream of consciousness. Suspend all rational thought and allow the light frequencies to flow to you as the energetics intensify. Take a breath. Beginning now, you will no longer receive these transmissions through your physical ears, bodies. These transmissions are coded frequencies containing geometries, light, color, and sound codes. As of now, you are receiving these through your consciousness, your light body, and unified field, which will then be translated to your physical body. you may feel the recalibration occurring. Continue to breathe. This magnificent cosmic temple of light is also an acoustical chamber for sound. This chamber, by quantum alchemical means, is now separating and transforming sound frequencies from the words, so that we now receive the fullness of the energetic frequencies as they are carried to you and received by us on sound waves. The sounds are being emitted by and amplified through the entire crystalline light temple, no longer from our voices. You are receiving these frequencies and surround sound from every plasmic crystalline particle that comprises this incredible creation of rarefied and radiant light. Take another breath. There is so much occurring and changing within your consciousness and unified field. Your higher mind has just been activated to never before levels. has also expanded. Your ability to hold light and frequencies are unlike anything we have known before these moments. Another breath. Since we began today, so much has changed. The frequencies you now hold and are immersed in are powerful and will have long-term effects on all of us in ways we cannot even begin to imagine. There is a learning curve in receiving these transmissions, energetics, and communications in this new way. Now that we are occupying a fifth-dimensional body awareness, along with the masterful presentations done by the two groups, the quantum foundations are now in place. Be gentle with yourselves as you allow all the energetics that have been transmitted to you today to continue to flow and be integrated. We believe you will be amazed. So let us sit together for another moment, and then we will continue.
Take a deep breath. Before we close, we as the complete Council of 12 would like to bring forth a transmission that conveys a few more energetic concepts. When the entire Council of 12 meets in the quantum cosmic crucible and within the light temple, a continual upgrade within the consciousness of the entire council is created through the entire membership. When creative thought occurs in this sacred temple, something happens alchemically that changes the thoughts that are communicated into frequencies of light. The frequencies are how the non-physical part of the console communicates with all of you. This communication presents itself on the frequencies of sound waves. It is within these frequencies where the knowing and the wisdom is held. That's where the understanding becomes available. When the communication is occurring, it is occurring through the entire temple. The temple then becomes an acoustic chamber. The sound codes, the light codes, are held in the words. It separates the noise of the words into frequencies and sound codes. This is what happens in the light temple. And also when you are in communication with the council during times of meditation and contemplation. We want you to understand how we are communicating to you and how to receive it on these frequency waves. It is so important that you pay attention to your specific light signature of who you are. This is how you are recognized in the non-physical realms by your energy signature. Now you are given the opportunity to really experience that. The more refined your signature becomes, the more that you are able to communicate to other realms because you are not limited by the body or dimensions. This is why we have encouraged you to increase your light frequencies and hold them in specific ranges. When you do this, your entire energetic field is affected. Now that your light body has become a viable and important body that you can use, it begins to imprint your physical body with states of consciousness beyond the fifth dimension. It becomes a valuable asset as well as a useful way to bring levels of consciousness into your creative reality. Each one of these understandings and recognitions expands your personal frequency, which is your energy signature. That allows you to really know yourself as part of the collective consciousness of non-physical beings of light. You are only using the physical body temporarily. Before you came into that embodiment, you operated in the manner that we have just described to you. And when you leave the body, you will then return to the way in which you communicate, the way in which you are recognized by your spirit, personal light signature. So these are very important concepts that we want you to know at a very conscious level. Not only that, we want you to recognize that you are receiving many frequencies of light, sound, and color in every transmission, every communication that we share with you. So take a deep breath and let us close this session. Now, as we sit together in our magnificent crystalline light temple that continually emits refined, brilliant, creative light, luminous colors, acoustic sounds. We are a unit of creative frequencies emanating light. We are streams of collective consciousness, created in the image and similitude of our source. We follow our prime directives to the fullest expression of our purpose. We are light, light, light. Let us sit together in this full awareness. Blessings, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. We are so in gratitude at this moment for what has been given to all of us today. Blessings.
Blessings, everyone.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings to all.
Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Blessings and gratitude to all.
Thank you so much.
Thank blessings. You. Thank you.
Y'all.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Blessings. Blessings.